The Pentagon is racing to develop a nationwide missile defense system, dubbed the Golden Dome, as a top priority of President Donald Trump. However, experts warn that the project faces significant technical and economic obstacles, with some calling it an impractical and costly endeavor. According to sources familiar with the discussions, Golden Dome is an attempt to rebrand vague missile defense plans akin to Israel's Iron Dome. However, the systems are vastly different. While Israel's Iron Dome protects a small country from short-range threats, Trump envisions a space-based system capable of shielding the entire U.S. from ballistic and hypersonic missiles, an exponentially more complex challenge. Despite the lack of a defined blueprint, Trump has pushed military officials to secure funding for the project in future budgets, with estimates likely running into the billions. Critics argue that such a system would require a vast network of satellites, radars, and interceptors, making it financially and strategically unsustainable. Experts also highlight concerns about global stability. A functional missile shield could upset the delicate balance of nuclear deterrence, prompting adversaries like China and Russia to expand their missile arsenals. Former Congressman John Tierney dismissed the idea outright, calling it a joke and a scam that would waste taxpayer dollars on an unproven defense strategy. While the Pentagon moves forward with planning, many within the defense community remain skeptical. Retired Rear Admiral Mark Montgomery suggests that even if feasible, the system would likely only be capable of defending select critical locations, not the entire nation. As the debate over Golden Dome intensifies, the question remains, is the U.S. on the verge of a groundbreaking missile defense breakthrough, or another expensive misstep reminiscent of Reagan's failed Star Wars initiative?